This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting for KFRM on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I'm talking with Pat Burt, Extension Agent in Agriculture and Natural Resources with the Wild West Extension District at Liberal, Kansas in Seward County. And Pat serves Stewart, Stevens, and Haskell counties in southwestern Kansas. Pat, how is the fall harvest going there in your area?
Right now we're in full swing with corn, some sorghum, and even some of the soybeans are ready.
How much of that corn is going to grain?
We think about 10% of the 2024 corn crop has been cut for silage already. And then as far as the corn going for grain, as of right now, we're about 75% of that being harvested.
How's the rainfall been lately?
Well, we had been hot and dry, and then on September 21st through the 22nd, we got a pretty significant rainfall, which slowed down harvest, but has helped with soil moisture and got some of the folks that are planting wheat pretty excited to get that in on the dry land as soon as it dried out. But we have dried out enough that the rest of harvest is back in full swing.
As far as the sorghum, how's it looking?
The sorghum, 50% of it we've called good, 30% fair, and then 10% poor, with just only 10% in the excellent range. So it's kind of just mostly falling in that good range. And we're probably with 70% of the sorghum crop at black layer, and we're probably just at 10 to 15% of the sorghum crop harvested.
Have there been any pests or disease issues lately, or what's it looking like there?
A problem with the corn, and we think that may have impacted the yields a little bit. The farmers, as far as how the harvest amounts have been with that, they're probably better than average, but not as good as many producers thought we were going to do this year. And the August heat and the drought, it was just really hot. It just dried that down quickly, but we've probably seen roughly about an 8% loss in yield, and as far as what they were thinking. But we've also had some issues with some corn stunt disease that's new to our area.
And as far as soybeans and any other crops in your area, have the rains and everything been timed well, or how's it working for those crops?
Well, yeah, I think the timing, it was a little late for a lot of it. Like I said, August being so hot and dry impacted things quite a bit. But the cotton's about ready. We're seeing about 30% of the bulls are open right now. And currently, they're out there spraying the fields with boll opener so that they can get started on cotton harvest soon. But right now, no cotton has been harvested in our area.
Well, thanks, Pat, for sharing that today. This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been speaking with Pat Burt, Extension Agent in Agriculture and Natural Resources at the Wild West Extension District at Liberal, Kansas in Seward County. And Pat serves Stewart, Stevens, and Haskell counties. This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting for KFRM.